The UN's Tom Koenigs says Afghanistan's development largely depends on its relations with neighbors Pakistan and Iran, both of which exert tremendous influence over the landlocked country. Speaking to reporters in Kabul Thursday, Koenigs said the Islamabad government knows it has to stop the strict Islamic Taliban from spreading and destabilizing the entire region.
The government of Pakistan is aware that they have to prevent a Talibanization of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Koenigs is the UN's chief representative in Afghanistan and recently returned from Islamabad, where he met with senior Pakistani officials. The talks occurred amid a sharp rise in Taliban activity and deteriorating relations between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The Taliban ruled Afghanistan for several years until they were ousted by a U.S.-led coalition. Afghan officials accuse Islamabad of not doing enough to stop Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants from establishing bases in Pakistan and launching cross-border raids. Pakistan insists it is doing all it can to secure the border and help defeat the Taliban. Koenigs says he left Islamabad confident Pakistan has a growing commitment to regional stability. He also says both countries need to stop publicly attacking one another and try to settle their differences in private.
Blaming the neighbors doesn't help. Cooperation does.
The UN chief says Kabul also has to work hard to maintain good relations with Iran, which borders Afghanistan to the west.
Afghanistan cannot and must not isolate itself from their close neighbor. And there are a lot of fields of cooperation in trade, in investment, and refugees.
According to the UN, there are nearly a million Afghan refugees living in Iran, which is also one of Afghanistan's primary trade partners. Iran is at the center of a growing international standoff over its nuclear energy program. The UN Security Council has given Tehran until Friday to stop its uranium enrichment program or face possible sanctions. But Koenigs insists that dispute should not derail Afghanistan's efforts to strengthen ties with Iran. He heads to Tehran next week to promote greater cross-border cooperation. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.